English professor Jim Dubinsky served in the military in the late 70s until the early 90s. While on active duty, he earned his master's degree and a PhD while he was in the reserves. But he says most veterans today don't have that opportunity, and many are also suffering from combat stress and the sense that they're a forgotten minority.
Less than 1% of the population serves in the volunteer military. So no matter how you slice it, we are the smallest and most underrepresented category of diversity, and yet we play a large role in our country and our country's history.
About 10 years ago, veterans at Virginia Tech were added to the list of groups that comprise diversity on campus. But unlike others on that list, there is no academic program dedicated to the veteran experience. Not at Virginia Tech, which is considered a top military-friendly school, and nowhere else in the country. What Dubinsky and his colleagues would like to see is
a program that would be the equivalent of Africana studies, women's studies, Appalachian studies, and so it would really be an attempt to harness the research power of the university with research faculty who would dedicate some time and energy and research dollars towards projects that would assist veterans and their families.
Dubinsky has organized the second annual conference in Roanoke this weekend on veterans and society. Research librarian Bruce Penchik has been working with him on the project. He says there's no lack of material to explore the meaning of military service.
Homer wrote a veterans narrative. Shakespeare wrote plenty of veterans narratives. The excerpts from Sophocles' Ajax that'll be part of the Theater of War presentation at our conference. Again, drawing upon the ubiquity of this experience. And so there's been a lot of scholarship, but it has not gelled around the common recognition that these stories all connect and can connect with the medical literature, the psychotherapy literature, the social science literature, and we're trying to pull those strands together.
The conference will also include screenings of two films, one called Army Brats, Our Journey Home, the other Where Soldiers Come From. Both include discussions with the directors. There'll also be a panel discussion titled Support Our Troops with a question mark. It picks up the discussion that followed former Virginia Tech professor Stephen Salida's essay on that slogan that appeared in Slate.com last year.
First of all, I was trying to point to the basic reality that it's not wise for an entire nation to speak in slogans or to uncritically accept slogans, that slogans feed into discourses and politics that serve certain people's interests. They pretend to be serving everybody's interests, but they're only serving the interests of a particular group, usually the elite. And so I was trying to argue that we need to think critically about the meanings of these slogans, these platitudes, and what relationship they have to the way that politics are conducted and foreign policy is conducted in the United States.
Salida's piece led to a strong backlash that devolved into personal attacks. He is now a professor at the University of Illinois. He says it was sad to see the kind of vitriol that was unleashed.
But it was even more heartening to see how many people, you know, sort of appreciated the fact that somebody was willing to take on, you know, a sacred cow, which is what writers have always done and what writers have always gotten in trouble for doing. You know, so I feel like I was doing my job in that sense.
The conference on veterans and society is this weekend at the Hotel Roanoke Conference Center. The public is invited. I'm Robbie Harris.